The sun rose on a calm and golden October day. The young larch in her amber dress felt that every tree in the forest must be admiring her. But there she was wrong. On the other side of the old pine was a very ancient birch, all wrinkled and gnarled and twisted and knotted. Hideous toadstools were growing up her trunk, and her once lovely tresses were now matted and faded.
"Who on earth is that hideous old birch?" the young larch asked. "Good gracious, it's my great-great-grandmother," cried the young birch. "I thought she was dead years ago."
The old birch glared at the slim and beautiful young trees. A green flush of jealousy spread over her wrinkled trunk.
"You conceited young hussy," she hissed at the larch. "I'd been hearing about you for several years from that old pine who died, but I never got a peep at you before. Well, I'm tired of living any longer, and it will amuse me to spoil your fine shape."
With this, the horrible old birch plunged forward with a crack, and seizing the young larch with her twisted twiggy fingers, she pushed her over halfway to the ground.
"Great-great-grandmama," cried the young birch. "Please, please let go of my friend."
But the old birch was as dead as the pine, and she did not move.
"Never mind, dear," said the young birch to her friend. "The woodman will soon be along this way, and they will pull her off you."
But the woodman did not come that way for a year, and when at last they removed the old birch, the young larch was crippled for life. She is still alive and might have been as tall a tree as her mother was before her. But instead of looking over the top of the other trees and being given the first kiss of spring, she is almost bent double. A lonely old cripple she is, for the very birds are afraid to nest in a tree up whose trunk boys and girls can climb quite easily. And all the larches in the forest with young larches of their own point her out as an example of the pride which comes before a fall.